531.
Now for in and around the region on Pacific Breakfast, looking at news from across our Pacific region. And we're headed to Vanuatu this morning, Mabel.
Yeah, quite interesting story from Vanuatu this morning, Brian, because the chief's council on one of the islands in Vanuatu are calling on the government to introduce the death penalty after a recent killing on their island. And there's a little bit of a situation behind this, a little bit of a background story.
Mm.
So the people of the island of Tanna recently marched through Port Vila with the coffin of a Tanese person who was allegedly killed by someone from another island called Ambrim.
Yeah.
So because of this, the background to this is that there's been historic tensions between the two islands of Tanna and Ambrim. I think 10 years ago, there were a number of deaths and sort of like burning down of houses and things like that, just tensions between the people of the two islands.
Mm.
And they had a custom ceremony. I'm not too sure when, but they had maybe a few years back. They had a custom ceremony and agreed on no more killing. So almost like a peace treaty between the two islands. But this latest killing has broke that agreement, according to the Tanese people. So they're now calling on the government to step in and introduce the death penalty because there should be, what they believe, a life for a life.
A lot of these incidents are deep-seated. You could go back maybe generations and generations, and one example of many, I'd say, around the world.
The interesting thing about this, though, is the Minister of Home Affairs says they're going to look into the petition. So we don't know what's going to happen there. But I think the thing that buzzes me out the most is like the rivalry between the two islands, obviously, being historic. But just thinking about like the uniqueness of Melanesian countries in the Pacific. And like, you know, you could all be under one flag, but there could be like hundreds of different islands, different tribes with completely different languages, different cultures, customs, traditions, you know. Like, completely different to each other, even though they're under the same flag in the same country.
Yeah, well, it's just like, if you know, religion comes to mind, how many various denominations under different faiths that can all be in the one country, one city. I mean, I'm thinking of Ireland at the moment, Protestants, Catholics, and just, as I say, one of many examples of tensions like these over generations.